News. Thanks for listening.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. And on inside, let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Pleasant good afternoon and welcome to Tell It to Stanya. Hi, everyone. Stanya Davis here. That's right. I am she and she is me. So today we have, I got company inside the studio. I got all kind of people inside here. And I do believe this may even be the youngest person. Hey, hold on. How old are you?
11.
Okay. I think she may be the youngest person who has actually been on the air with me. I think so. So today with me, I have this, is it the steering committee or?
The steering committee of the CNN.
Listen, go ahead. I was just going to say, go ahead. Take it away. Hello. Introduce yourself.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. I am Anika May Johanna, a proud alumna of St. Anne's High School. And today in the house, we have the steering committee of the St. Anne's alumni 70th anniversary.
Hello. And who else do we have here?
I'm Nakira Simonette, also of St. Anne's, class of 1995.
Woo, woo. Oh boy, I tell you. Okay, and by the way, I went to St. Anne's as well. Nikira, weren't you in Miss Bahamas at one point?
I was.
You won Miss Bahamas, didn't
you? I did.
Which
year? 2000.
Okay, amazing.
Yes, quite
awesome.
A while ago now.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. But we're not going to.
No, don't age. Okay. Yes, okay. Let's not age ourselves.
Let's leave that one right there. Okay, so today we are going to talk about the activities that they have coming up because let me tell you, I'm sick of Anika.
Yes.
I am sick of Anika. I have never seen someone trying to get me to go to meetings. Like, listen, girl, you is relentless.
Yes.
I will not
She's
stop.
Excellent.
You, until you come out.
Yes.
She is relentless.
Yes. Love it.
Okay?
Love it.
Hello, yes. So we're going to talk about what we have coming up, definitely. Listen, this is a serious thing going on because this is a go big or go home type of situation with St. Anne's. Hello, somebody.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, so before
we're making waves, but we make waves.
Okay, so we're going to, first of all, I thought it would have been good for them just to be a part of the show so y'all could see the smart people who had been to St. Anne's. I just saying, hello, somebody.
Hello.
That's right. And then we're going to talk about what the events and activities that they have coming up and why it is so important to just be a part of it. Well, you know, why do we even do all this stuff? So with that said, we're going to jump right in with the questions. Y'all ready for these questions?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, because it's Tell It to Stanya. Hello, somebody. Okay, so now first question we have. Mm-hmm. La ta 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 ta. Hold on to me. Okay. Who am I going with first? Very good. All right, so here's the question. I am struggling. Oh, maybe we should put the little person out for right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, for this question. Yeah, although she might be able to hear out there anyway. But anyway, we'll see how this goes. Alrighty.
You getting thrown out?
Oh, I know. Oh, Lord. Okay, so here we go, guys. Dear Stanya, I am struggling with not cheating on my partner.
Oh, my.
Oh. We've been together.
I mean, we're going right in then.
That's right. Yes. Yes, we
deep
are.
Into the blue.
Yes, deep into the blue wave. Hello. Okay, then. Well, if y'all ain't catch on, say, this is the blue wave. Hello. All right, then. Things were great until the last couple of years. We hit a few bumps. Being burnt out and financially overwhelmed had us arguing in ways we never had before. Struggling with agreeing on parenting also started to be an issue. We have a young adult, a teen, and a six-year-old. Lord of mercy. Eventually, after a huge blow-up, we ended up doing long distance. The agreement was to take time to work on ourselves and our relationship, and then he moved back home. We visited each other during this time often. Unfortunately, during that time, he struggled terribly with not being at home, which led to more arguing. He also ended up seeing someone else briefly. Now he is back home and we are working. Boy, this long, eh? Now he's back at home and we are working through everything much better. He's doing all that he can to stay stable and rebuild. I'm being open and honest about how I feel and how I've been affected. But of course, I'm not going to tell him I debate dating other people. Or that I think about giving my number out just to see what would happen. I feel my cheating may make things worse. My integrity is at stake. And surprisingly, I don't want to inflict the same pain back on him. What suggestions do you have to rid myself of these feelings, of this feeling?
Well.
Who taking that one? Now, listen.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Mouthful, but yeah. I think she ended by saying that she knows the answer. I mean, if she can say that her integrity is at stake about cheating, I think at the end of the day, if she's making a decision that is to retaliate or to feel as though she's kind of doing something to get back at him, but she already questions whether or not her integrity is going to be tormented, I think she knows that she shouldn't go through with it.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, you have to be able to live with yourself. It's not about anybody else.
Hurting the other person.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not even about that. Now, I didn't get from that whether they're married or not, but that's a question that I would ask in the first instance.
Right.
And in the second instance, if it's over, sometimes people have to be, I think, mature enough to accept when it's the end, you know, and you do it in a way that's respectful, that's amicable, that's decent. There are three children involved in that scenario. So cheating does nothing to enrich them or to benefit them. So if you're at the end of that journey, you have to come together, talk through it, make some hard decisions.
Right.
But cheating is easy. Right. The outcome of cheating is what's going to be a different story.
Okay, so you kind of touched something that I kind of, like, it kind of, you know, poked me a little bit. And okay, so it sounds as though they, at some point, they kind of moved on because she said that he was seeing someone else and all this stuff. But for whatever reason, they decided to work at it. I think sometimes, too, as people, we struggle also with just letting go leaving things in positions. Yes. Right. And it may be, and I can't tell you how many times, too, like I've seen people say that, okay, listen, y'all know I only got one story. So I got to say the same story again and again. Okay. The oldest person that ever came through my company, Eve's Journey. Okay. This was an older lady in her 70s at the time. And she came in for something not related to a relationship or anything. She was grieving. And so when she came in on this one visit, she said, "Stania, I just celebrated my 52nd wedding anniversary. And now y'all know I extra." So I was like, "Boy, mom, you've been with that man for over 50 years and blah, blah, blah," right here laughing and running right out. I noticed mom was a little quiet. So when I turn around and look at mom, she says, "Stania, I can't stand him." So I was like, "Mom, what you talking about?"
Wow.
She said, "The last time that I was with, because I don't want the white calling me today and I saying wicked things under there, with my husband was 50 years ago."
My Lord.
So I say, "Mom, well, how you know it was 50? How come you have that number?" She said, "Because my baby 50, and that's the last time I ever was with my husband." So I say this to say that woman stayed in a marriage for over 50 years.
You know what? That's a horrible story.
That's a horrible story.
And I am so disheartened by so many people who live in torture, who live in bondage. And you know why they're doing it? For the Joneses.
The Joneses.
Because they don't want them Joneses
to say that
you laugh. I mean, I'd rather somebody say their own truth than to live in misery for...
And for the other person to live in misery.
50 years?
Because it could not have been a happy home.
Oh, my God.
I am telling you. And so, and let me say this. Even though this lady was in her 70s, first of all, she was full of life. Let me tell you, mom far more curvaceous than Stanley Davis. And the guy only... I might have only one curve, but anyhow. She was far more... She was an attractive woman. She was, I mean, personality. She had personality, what have you. So I'm saying this to say, physically speaking, I'm sure there would have been people who would have been attracted to her.
Yeah.
But 50 years, she stayed in a marriage where there was no contact. They're just living in the same house.
My word.
And you know, so I said, "Well, why did you stay?" And she shared that she stayed because of the children. And by the way, when I spoke with the children, they said they wish their mom had left.
Wow. Wow.
So that is, it's very scary.
Wow. So yes, I went to St. Barnabas yesterday for a joint final Stations of the Cross mm-hmm. with St. Agnes and in the diocese. And the sermon, mm-hmm. ironically,
really?
A part of it was about being able to unburden ourselves of the cross. Mm-hmm. Knowing which crosses to carry, which crosses to essentially let go, and which crosses to stay away from. Because it's one thing to let it go. In this example, it's another thing to keep going back to the same cross that's burdening you, right? And so I do think that we sometimes don't understand the crosses that are weighing us down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we believe that these crosses are ours to carry alone.
Yeah.
And even when we get the courage to put that cross down, somehow weakness creeps back in.
And we go back
and pick up that same heavy burden, some cross. And what are we getting out of it? What are we getting out of it?
Yeah.
And so even in the example that you gave, I am certain her children know that they are unhappy.
Yes.
I'm certain her children are not grasping.
Yeah.
You know, so even that, like, how are you enriching your children? You know, and what are you teaching them?
I know it really was a terrible, it was a sad story.
Yeah. So I encourage in the story you shared, I encourage her to be truthful to herself.
And
whatever she is happy with herself,
right.
That's the decision that she should make.
Yeah, I agree. Like, why do you really, really want to be here? Because sometimes I think that we just want to say that we with someone too. Like we just want, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't know about a man. I only could speak as a woman. Hello. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we want to be claimed. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that if that's what you're into. But sometimes we think that this is the way things should be, that we should stay. And that go for men too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, you know, that you should stay in this situation. Because for starters, okay, I know she shared some of why they had separated, but it was strong enough that y'all separated.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? And separated
that's
for a while.
So your cross was down. And that's the point I'm making, right?
Yeah.
Leave it there. What you pick it back
leave
up for?
Like
yes. You agree, Nika?
Yes, totally agree.
Yeah, because why did, I mean, this thing was serious enough, whatever it is, and we don't know the extent, but it was serious enough for you guys to physically separate and all this other stuff. So maybe sometimes we just got to get to the point where we understand or we realize that it's done.
Yeah.
And as Nakira stated, I don't know if they're married, but if they were, it seems
I don't think they're married.
Okay. Uh-huh. So it may have mattered where they did counseling.
Right.
First and foremost, because it seemed like they jumped from being in a relationship to let's separate. And I don't think separation actually helps unless you're ready to get there. Because everything now, you open up. You open up for room for others to come in. You open up the atmosphere where you can do without this person.
Right.
I'm good. So, again, leave it where it's at. Because once you take that step goes down a different road.
Right.
You're not going down the same road to come back to it. Because now you're opening up questions. What did you do while you were out there?
And, you know,
who were you with?
Yep.
And then, I mean, she did say that she didn't want, this wasn't about inflicting the pain, the same pain on him. So we know that she's not coming from a place, at least according to her, she's not coming from a place of trying to be mean to him, which means that there's something now within you that is saying that perhaps it may be time
to go,
to move on.
Yeah.
So
she's ready to move on. I think it's oftentimes I see that with a lot of women too.
Mm-hmm.
They are afraid of what others may think and see. And if they were in a long-term relationship, then it comes off, what happened? You were with this person for 15, 20 years, what went wrong?
Right.
And in relationships, married or not, there's going to be a roller coaster of emotions and events. It's for you now to determine which ones are you prepared to hold on to.
Right.
And what is important.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes they, you know, it's more for the public than it is for them, whether they stay or not.
Yeah.
And I think we've all been through that. But
But
there's no pillow as soft as a clear conscience.
Yes.
So when you lay your head down at night, if it's something that is going to keep you up, is not the right thing to do.
Right.
And if it's when you lay your head, you could go straight to sleep.
All is well.
And you know you've made the right decision. But do not live for everybody else. else. Yeah. You have to make the decision that's best for you.
Yeah, because they're not in the home.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, exactly.
They're not in the home.
Okay, and if you want to be a part of the conversation, I see I have a text message here, but if you want to be a part of the conversation, give me a call, 323-6232. Okay, so text messenger says, please tell her seek counseling and seek God. Also, amen. Tell... I must get help. Oh, she must get help, I'm sure. But I sleep good at night. I know that one. Not much. Also, tell her the best to take the emotion out of this. Many relationships are not committed or in love. They may be in love and committed to things. Many females and males are thingsy. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, who knows? We don't have the full story, which actually brings me to another... something that someone had messaged, and it's pretty much kind of piggybacking off of what we just said. So the first question was that I have a question is, why do people force or try to force people to love them? So I messaged the person back and I said, well, now you gotta say a little more than that, because I ain't quite understood. Like, what are we doing here? So the person said, a man or woman no longer wants to be in a relationship with their partner. Instead of letting the partner go, a series of things can happen. Either the partner begins to get nicer to entice the person to stay, or the partner now becomes angry and could be manipulative in terms of being verbally or physically abusive or gaslighting to ensure that the partner stays. Or the partner could even find ways to entrap the person, whether or not it's getting the person pregnant or having a baby for the person, giving them money, guilt, whatever it is. I think it kind of just goes back to what we just talked about. I think as Bahamians, sometimes we really have trouble letting go. I mean, when we take a look at even the crime, crimes of passion, mm-hmm. a lot of it is, you know, it's all about, for the most part, I ain't saying everything. Hello, somebody. But it's about, okay, you know, they had broken up and then this person had a hard time moving on. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't just let go. We don't. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what it is. Exactly, but I think, I don't know, how do y'all feel about that?
Generally, we need more prayer and we need mm-hmm. more patience, and I think it's in a lot of things. I mean, even when you drive in traffic.
Yes.
I mean, just pay attention to that.
Right.
There's so much anger on the road and mm-hmm. so much impatience and so much silliness.
Road rage going to bed.
I mean, and just breaking every law. And those things may seem small and insignificant, but I think in the grand scheme of things, those are the things that break down the fiber
mm-hmm. right.
of our society, right? Bit by bit by bit. And so you talk about crimes of passion.
Right.
But if somebody can't control their anger in a car,
right,
then in a relationship
yeah.
it's no different, right?
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
believe that you have the right to act out and retaliate and do what you want. I think we need to be more thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more composed. We do need to be able to meditate and pray and reflect.
You don't want to meditate. Here are these people in over there.
Man, we got to stop and think, man.
Yes. Let me tell you something. The last time I remember, I was at this parenting meeting or some workshop or something like that. So here I came, I'm talking about like the way that I parent my daughter. And so at this little thing, I can't say who it was or whatever, but these were parents of who had gotten in trouble.
Mm.
Okay. So here I am and I'm talking about these cheesy ways of me parenting my daughter and putting on me time and all kind of little, you know, little things, which y'all say white, whatever. And so one parent literally said, you know, this sound good, what you talking about, right? But I mean, in reality, this don't make no sense. But I was like, excuse me, sir, first of all, I have two daughters who never been in trouble. I mean, in trouble in terms to the state or the place where your children are at right now. So clearly I've done something.
Absolutely.
Here it is. You are here with your child who done do all kind of things. And you talking about the way I have parented my children wasn't good.
Yeah, no.
So I think we don't really have, and I don't even know how we segue here because we was talking about other things. But we don't really have a children's problem. You know, we have an adult problem.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And maybe it stems right back to, you know, we don't communicate. We don't do all this stuff. And so when conflict arises, Manderson, we just act in the fool.
Yeah.
Is that another person coming in?
Yes, that's another
person. Which I'll tell her, come right inside here.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi. All right. So we have like a third, well, fourth guest really with us. And we have another question. So she could just jump right in. Challenge him. Put the headphones on, yeah. Put the headphones on. Hello. Okay. So this one is from a business owner. All right. Now, I know Y'all got some big time job up in here. Hello. That's right. I ain't saying a nice one beg y'all for job, nigga. You know, just how it's go. Hello. All right. Good day, Stanya. As a small business owner, I am finding it challenging to identify and retain quality employees, particularly for positions that do not require a special skill set. So these are pretty much entry level. Right. It seems that many persons want a job to collect a paycheck, but do not want or do not understand what it means to work. Specific challenges are attendance and punctuality, to dress code, basic rules, you know, coming to work on time, using the cell phone, stuff like that. Can you give me some advice on what a small business can do to identify quality employees? Side note, we do pay minimum wage and above. We pay national insurance, we give paid vacation and sick days, and we maintain a respectful and professional environment. So the issue is not that we aren't meeting our obligations. Sometimes it seems the more you try to help and assist, the less you get from employees.
So that sounds very familiar.
Right.
And as I often speak with other counterparts in the business, it's very familiar.
Yes.
It's
especially... like to me in the, let's say the food industry, the like
yeah. Okay. The professionalism, the attire, the on time.
Right.
They come in with a passion that they need a job and this is what they want.
Right.
They need this job. They have a family.
Right.
But within 2-3 weeks, they get very comfortable. And it's no commitment. It's
wow.
Yeah.
So now in my other life, because, you know, I do like 10,000 things. So sometimes I help like with recruiting persons for entry level positions. And like when I do interviews, I am flawed. Like at the things that people actually even say,
yes.
I have to go do this or I have to. OK. And mind you, it's a real thing. I have to pick up my children from school at this time. And then, OK, all right. So, all right. So here comes Crazy Stanny here. All right, well, then, well, it's a shift system, so maybe you could take, you know, they have a 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. shift, so you could take that shift, and then you could pick up your kids. Mm-hmm. Well, no, because I have to get them ready for school, too. Okay, so, I mean, what you want me to do now? I don't understand. You won't come there, what time? You want to reach 9:30 and then leave? I mean, what? Jump in, you look like you want to say something. Okay. Oh, and this is our new guest. What is your name,
by Lynette the way? Lockhart.
Okay, good stuff. Lynette, what you got to say about this? Because I understand mine.
To be honest with you, I believe it boils down to discipline. Mm-hmm. And either somebody has discipline or they don't. And so pride in my work or my job, right? I understand that this is what I'm supposed to do from this time to this time.
Right.
We are in a culture now where, first of all, everything is, this is a microwave society.
Right.
I want it now. I need it now. I'm going to get it now. And I would say as an employer, a telltale sign is how many jobs have they had
before.
And how long are they on these jobs?
Right.
Because that to me, I get it. Sometimes a job is a job. You don't love it.
Right.
But if you have things to do, you have bills to pay, you have responsibilities.
Right.
You're probably going to stay there and make sure that, you know, I get as much as I can out of this position and I give as much as I can to this job. Right. But people are just, you know, they do what they want when they want.
I'd like to give some advice there, too, just based on what you said, which is knowing that. And knowing that we are, unfortunately, in a culture and society where a lot of people lack that discipline innately.
Yes.
A lot of people are not self-led or self-accountable.
Mm-hmm. Or even aware.
As the small business owner, take some time to properly invest in setting up your business.
Right.
It's hard running a small business. I get it. There are lots of competing priorities, lots of different places you have to put that hard-earned money. Mm-hmm. But what I would say is always inspect what you expect.
Right.
And you can only inspect and set expectations based on standards.
Right.
So what are your standards? Mm-hmm. Do you have a code of conduct? Mm-hmm. Do you have an employee handbook? It doesn't have to be anything big and formal and fancy.
Right, just the rules.
But every single person who you hire, when they sign their employment contract, Right. They sign their code of conduct contract.
Right.
And when they are in breach of their contract,
don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid to hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. Give them one or two times to buck their toe. Mm-hmm. But when they done buck that, sayonara. Right. Mm-hmm. But you will set your business up in a way where people know that you're no nonsense. Mm-hmm. You're not playing. You put a lot of time and money and effort into your business, and you want your output to be just as aligned with what you have put into it.
Right.
But you have to start at the basics. Because if everybody coming in with their own expectation or idea of what they think they could do or what they think they could get away with, mm-hmm. then you managing too many different sets of personalities and behaviors. Mm-hmm. Set the rules. Communicate the rules. Mm-hmm. Monitor the rules.
Right.
Inspect what you expect. And if they're not living up to your expectations, then you manage them appropriately. And sometimes you have to manage people out the door.
Yeah.
It's a reality.
Yeah, it is.
Like, we can't go along to get along.
Right. Right.
You have to manage people out the door too, but you have to manage and you have to lead to that.
But, you know, it goes back. And I mean, I don't want to be, I don't like to just focus on problems. I really like to move in the solution category. But there's just some awareness that as people, as Bahamian people, we suck in with this whole customer service thing.
Yes.
We're not doing a very good job. Okay. We're not good on the job. And then what gets me is that then we would say that, you know, people are not hiring Bahamians, right? And this is not Stanley saying, oh yeah, all the foreigners must get hired and blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, because not all foreigners.
That's
good
right.
Either.
They got their issues.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm speaking as Bahamian.
Generally.
So We're not showing up in a very professional way on the job.
Lack of pride.
Yeah, and even, mm-hmm. I mean.
And that's what I often tell.
That's all it is, lack of pride.
Take ownership.
Mm-hmm. I think
of this as your business.
This is your brand.
Yeah. Right.
I am my own brand.
Right.
So if I give you bad service,
right.
I'm not giving bad service just for Scotiabank or wherever I may work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I am giving bad service for
right.
Nakira.
Yes.
So I think
no
at the end of
go.
The day,
yes.
we have a lack of pride.
Right.
And if we
yes.
gave a... Damn.
I mean,
but sorry, Dwight, but
you.
I think we have to think about it at the basic.
Yeah.
Right.
Give a little bit of care.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you care about yourself, you care about your brand, then you are going to do it. Somebody shouldn't have to hold you accountable to that.
Yes. Well, child, listen, mm-hmm. right now, Brittany holding me accountable. We got to take a commercial break. So we will be right back.
Yes.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Right, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report. What's you?
So how did it work?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you sent.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors, Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glass. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glass one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
Always on the go? Missed a show?
You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we are back. You know, once again, I said this earlier in the show, that we don't really have a children's problem. We have had a parenting adult problem. Lynette, what you was going to say?
No, I'll say it.
Go on, Lynette.
We didn't give out my email address or nothing.
No.
They don't know how to find you.
I'm not even going live anymore. Go on.
I believe on Facebook, that the issue originates with the parenting. Okay. Or the lack thereof.
The mic, closer.
Mm-hmm. Right? I guess people will say I'm old people children. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But if the parent doesn't know any better, how can they teach a child?
And, we were talking during the commercial break where we have seen parents come in and actually apply for the children. So, DeAndre's show before me, the guests who were here from the OPM's office. And so my daughter's doing environmental sustainability. So I was like, this is something interesting. How can she get a job there for the summer or what have you? So the gentleman was like, she'll have to apply and send an email to this and da, da, da. So he's like, do that. So I said, no. Stanya Omika Davis is not doing that. When my daughter arrives, she will do that. Mm-hmm. So for starters, when we hear the parents do
each coddling. Mm-hmm.
And then even...
There's no investment.
I'm telling you, or I've seen situations where, the parent, let's say the pay was a little late or something. The parent contacting the business owner or whoever, inquiring about pay. Mm-hmm. Or why was their child fired? Well, how you get there? Mm-hmm. We got to stop this.
Yeah.
We losing in terms of the way people are showing up on the job.
Yeah.
This is very terrible.
Yes.
But that to me means that's how their parents show up at their jobs.
Yes. Yes. And I remember a situation working with this gentleman, got him a job, a young man. He had some court cases. The job was willing to work with him because he was a nice young man. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, he didn't graduate from school, anything. So when I listen again now, I'm checking up on him and they say, he stopped. He quit. And once again, quit by not saying anything. Because, you could quit,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at least call the people, let them know.
Thank you.
Okay. So I say, what? Let me speak with him, see what's going on. So he says, they was paying me too little. Mm. Okay. So I say, too little. Let me ask you a question now. Hold on. I say, how old are you, Wes? Okay, you 17.
What education you have?
You
what
finished school?
What experience you have?
No, I said, you ain't finished school. Mm-mm. You only 17. Mm-hmm. You have no experience. And on top of that, you have court cases. So people are actually afraid of you. Mm-hmm. So please tell me how much you supposed to get paid at 17, did not even finish high school, mm-hmm. no experience, and you have these court cases. Please tell me how much you supposed to get paid. And when I dug a little deeper, it was the mother who was gearing him up and saying these crazy things.
Like you said earlier, people are just not self-aware.
Mm-hmm. That's
the reality of it.
Man, we got to do better, man. Seriously.
We have to do better. Social media is at fault for that. Yeah.
And like you said, it's microwave society. Mm-hmm. So between that and social media, they want it fast. Mm-hmm. And then they're watching what everybody else have.
Yeah,
and
man.
They don't have a sense of reality.
And not realizing that people are only posting the highlights on social media.
See, they don't post everything.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't post
after
the way it has to go.
After this, I can't go talk about St. Anne's, but this is the last little tip. You see, last week, I tell you all, Bahamian people, it looked like we have a rapey culture, right?
Ooh,
but
then
on top of that, I say this last week, I'm going to say it again. We have Stockholm syndrome abusers more than victims. And I'm saying this to say, not only in terms of stuff like that. I remember some time ago, I think it was a security officer or someone, I don't know, who was sleeping on the job and someone posted it. And the people, they likes to kill the person who posted it, saying that you trying to get people fired.
Mm-hmm.
I say, well, Rasta God, hold on. So the person sleeping on the job is not the person who's trying to get themselves fired. Right. That, let me understand this. We little warped. Our emotional intelligence don't be emotional intelligence in.
We are warped, though.
Seriously?
We are warped. And the ones, those among us generally, who try to do...
We are small in number.
Oh, and we are.
We are abnormal.
But we... the ones of us who try it...
Oh, gosh.
Like, I mean, you almost like you outcast.
Mm-hmm.
You like you outcast, because who are you to hold me accountable? Who are you to follow the rules? Who are you who, you know, all of you? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we will lambaste people who are trying to change and improve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rather, or we lack this accountability, this self-awareness.
Yeah.
We got to do better.
Yeah.
On a serious note.
Yeah. No, we really, really do. I was just downstairs while I was waiting to come up, writing a message for my son, who's getting ready to graduate. And one of the things I put in the note, if you don't mind me saying
is
as his village, we are so proud. Riley has always been academically gifted. In fact, his intellectual abilities have been evident from an early age. But what I know now is that grades don't make the man.
Exactly.
Character does.
Yes.
And so I encourage you, Riley, to stay grounded, anchored in your faith, disciplined in your actions, and ever mindful of the values that have brought you this far. That's so just one. The point I'm making is, where are the values? Where are they?
Mm-mm.
You know, and sometimes people say, boy, Nikiris, be so rough on your kids. Like you,
no.
Like you always pushing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they're not kids.
Right.
They are human beings who are here for a reason.
Right.
They have to make a contribution to this world beyond the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And mommy is not always going to be here.
Right. We have to prepare
our children. I have a responsibility. Yes. God gave me these human beings. What is a baby?
Yeah.
That's a phase.
I'm telling
you. These are human beings. We have to take it seriously.
We do. You know, as I was running my mouth, listen, I almost stole DeAndre's guest, but, you know, while they were sitting out there with me. And so we were having this conversation, and I told them something else that I always did with my daughter. Okay, even if she was in grade 1 or 2, I don't give a 5 cents. Mm-hmm. I would say, okay, something happened, and hey, okay, mommy, this is what happened. So I said, well, Malia, how do you think you should handle that?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then, of course, she would be silent, and she would think, and then she would say something. And now if I thought it was something like off, I would be like, but if you do that then what do you think will happen?
Absolutely.
So, okay, and then that conversation now takes us into, okay, what do you think would be the best thing to do?
Critical thinking.
So now, I'm sharpening the critical thinking in her mind. So we always had an agreement. Okay, Malia, you solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot solve the problem, then
you come to
mommy will come in.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I am guiding. I am coaching. I'm also showing her how to stand firm and independent, make good decisions.
Yes.
So these are little things that we can do to make the Bahamas, but it starts. The parents are the first teachers.
Yes.
are the first teachers.
Yeah.
And so we have to make sure that we give our children the tools, because they're now going to become adults.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And this is who going to have to take care of us.
That's right.
This is who going to lead the country.
And they're representation of us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
what they give out is yes. what they got in.
Yes. And absolutely.
I always tell my kids the same thing.
And I think Kira just said, and we ain't talking about no education because we all mm-hmm. we also know that all of our children won't go to college.
That's mm-hmm. right.
We're talking exactly. about building character.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Okay, character. Because now when they show up on the job,
yep.
when they show up in relationships,
that's right.
we'll have a healthier workplace, mm-hmm. workforce,
that's
and
right.
we'll also have healthier relationships that even when the relationships don't work out,
that's right.
then you could amicably
yep.
mm-hmm. move forward or in a mature way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let go.
Yes. No yep. violence. Yep.
No, man.
No violence, no talking about each other, no all slander, crazy. All this
anyway,
nonsense.
Child, let's go to St. Anne's.
The tide is high, child.
The tide is high, and we're moving on. We're going to be. Okay, hello. Now, what going on now? What we have planned coming up with? Wait, first of all, which anniversary is this? I already know, but which
70th.
One? 70th.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's a huge number.
It's a huge number.
That's
for
a big number.
Small but mighty school.
Yes.
By the grace of God.
Yes. Yes. So, okay, now, what does this mean? Why we got to go through this? Anika, why you be calling me, trying to get me to go to meetings, man? And I don't...
But you're coming anyhow to the next one.
So, see, I got saved that last time because I was away.
Oh,
yeah, I was in here, so I was like...
Yes, but you're coming the next one because you have no excuse.
Here we go.
So, yes, we have heard why. What did y'all win?
Right.
Because, you know, the motorcades that are going around now, it's about championships, it's about this, that, and the next. But your boys' baseball team
Hello.
Won the championship of 24-25.
Okay.
Hello, but it's someone. Not only that. We mm-hmm. want to celebrate the educational excellence that St. Anne's was founded on and
yes.
continues to do 70 years later.
Right.
And that's a lot to be thankful for.
Right.
And so as...
And proud
it,
of.
And proud, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we have some very proud Blue Waves out there. We have reason to be very proud
right.
because I often go out and sometimes you're just having casual conversations and... You're surprised to know that
this person went to St. Anne's. Yes.
Really? Did you? You did?
You're right.
Because you know, I'm surrounded by you all.
Right.
And you were a year ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
You were two years ahead mm-hmm. behind me and Lynette.
I'm the baby.
She's the baby
right now.
And we're all contributing to the society in a big way.
Yes. Yes. And so I often say to myself, that small school sitting on top of the Holy Hill
has produced
major mm-hmm. waves around, not just yes. in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Internationally.
Internationally mm-hmm. around the world.
Hello. Listen,
so we have a lot to celebrate. When you see us,
I didn't even want y'all coming, you know, because I thought Mr. Bedell was coming on. Because let me tell you something now, okay?
Sammy Bedell.
Someone said, okay, Stanley, you got to go. You got to go to the principal. You got to go to Father Adley. So, okay, oh, Lord, I got to go to Father Adley. Okay, I could deal with that. No, you got to go to Bethel. Jesus Christ.
Let me take Father Adley.
Nobody wants to go to Sammy Bethel.
No, but
listen, Lynette, you wasn't there when he said.
Yes, I did. Yeah. But I was a good girl. I didn't have to.
Okay, and let me tell you, and I must say he was an amazing teacher as well. When I think about... English. I'm telling you,
yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
he was,
yep.
the way that he taught, it wasn't just a book. It wasn't about, and then it was almost as though he ignited your imagination. I mean, mm-hmm. I could remember being in the graveyard and he's like, okay, now we're going to look at the water. What are you, you know, what do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just these, we
pulling
did like,
out things
I'm telling
me.
You.
Yes.
Yes, he was amazing.
Amazing.
And he still looks young, man.
Guess what?
He looks very good.
Let's say happy birthday. Today is Sammy
Bethel's
birthday today.
Happy birthday. Bethel, oh my God.
Amazing.
Yes, but of course, this would have been a time when we all would have come of age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so this is also why it's so important to persons, you know, even, don't care how old you are, you know, you always ask people, what school you went to?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you all do that,
but I still,
and you know, I could be
up.
A whole years old. Mm. But I still ask people, like, well, what school? Because see, based on where you've been to school, I put you in one little category. I ain't saying nothing, I just was saying.
I try not to do that, but I do that.
Yeah,
Mentally. I'm like, But you know what's funny? I can tell somebody that went to St. Anne's.
Me too.
Really? I can pick up on it just from, like, talking to them.
And energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, you smart.
Right.
You funny. Went to
St. Anne's. And you know what's so funny for me mm-hmm. too? Like even now I'm not even gonna call the sister school name, but child, when I hear y'all been to that other school, what y'all know what is where the green and the gray, I feel like, oh, y'all been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel bad. I feel like sorry for them. You want to go down?
Yes. Yeah, and I was so funny. Happy that we started beating them in sports. So
I know.
Yep.
That was making my day when I heard that. I just saying.
70 is amazing.
It is. Yeah, man.
You know, 70. I think to Anika's point, we have to be proud from whence we came.
Yes.
And it should not just be. So, you know, I'm happy to celebrate champions.
Right.
I was an athlete in St. Anne's.
Right.
I am super competitive by nature. It is in my DNA. I don't like to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But bigger than that, I think it's camaraderie.
Yeah.
It's pride. Yeah. It's experiences.
And celebrate. Yeah.
And celebrate. And we have great schools in the diocese, period.
Yes.
And we need to be able to celebrate the richness that has come from our Anglican schools. And I think, you know, if for no other reason, I don't care if we didn't win anything.
Yes.
I mean, it's great that we did. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I don't care if we didn't, because we have positive contributors to the society at large. I mean, I'm talking about far and wide, not just
ma'am.
In this country, all around the world. That's a reason to celebrate.
And you know what? And you have to look at that. And I'm speaking with parents too, because like, where do you want your children to be?
Yes.
So you also should take into account like what school are, you know, who have these high flyers? What are they producing him? Because I'd say, Nancy, there was definitely a standard.
Yes.
It was a standard. And like, you know, we keep saying this, but it was character building.
Absolutely.
And listen, and they wasn't playing in terms of discipline, Chad.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Your hip was getting disciplined.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Hello, somebody.
Yes. And let me tell you something. There's a lot of people who want a lot of things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's great.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people who have a lot of great grades.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a lot of those people can't survive.
No.
They're fragile and they're weak and they're socially
challenged
and they're so character.
Yeah.
You know,
it comes all together.
It comes all together.
Yeah.
I was thinking about coming here this morning and I said, if I'm asked who was my favorite teacher, like, who would I say? Like, I was really thinking, right?
Uh-huh.
And Barbara Dundas-Luard came to mind.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Luard, I have so many, but Miss Luard was like the disciplinarian.
Teacher. Right.
Yeah. Right. And I loved her.
Right.
She was she was feisty and she was rowdy, but she was smart and she made you do it till you got it right.
Yeah, right.
And if you got up from your desk and you walked out of her class and you're to the campus.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Come back here.
She ain't pushing in the chair, you know.
Yeah, no.
She come in looking for you. And to this day, I do not get up from a table
without
pushing in my chair.
Yeah. Yes.
Behavior.
Yeah.
Character.
They're
the little things.
They're
the little things. Meanwhile, we have people today who drop in paper. They walk out of store and they take the paper off their straw. They drop the paper right on the floor. And I watching these grown people like, who raised you?
Yeah. Don't take us back down this road, man.
But if something, Mr. Bethel, if you drop something on that campus,
you better go pick that
up. And if you did something in class, you say you were a good girl. I mean, I wasn't the best girl.
Yeah.
But it didn't even matter. I'm glad. Because if somebody did something wrong in our class, the whole class
got punished.
The whole class. Because it's about pair accountability.
I'm telling you.
You hold your friends accountable for the right behavior.
Yes. That's
the only time I ended up in his office.
So you did get in trouble. Oh, my goodness. Finally. All in there. She got it.
Okay.
She didn't get in trouble, but she got in trouble.
Yes, exactly.
So what events do we have coming?
Saturday, April 26th,
mm-hmm.
that's two Saturdays from today,
right?
Mm-hmm.
We will be painting the streets blue, so look out for the tsunami that's about to come.
Hello.
Near you.
Mm-hmm.
We are taking our motorcade to the streets of New Providence, the alumni and current students,
mm-hmm.
and when we return to the school campus, we will have a sports event where we have the alumni versus the current students.
Right.
In track and field, in basketball, baseball, and swimming.
So what time does it get started?
We start at 9:30,
mm-hmm.
and we should be back on campus by 12:30,
mm-hmm.
and we go immediately into our events. And from there, we have the biggest event. That's the Battle of the DJs.
Oh, my.
So
if old school.
Old school. Okay.
I'm sure you know the one and only Dion the Butcher.
Okay, hello.
Class of 86.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
You see the point?
We're very low key.
Very low key.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's one of the things. Like,
we have to do better about that.
We are very low key. We don't.
Right. We're making waves.
We're making waves.
The big blue waves. Right.
But we're not loud like some of the other schools.
Right, we ain't calling no name.
Yeah. We're not going to call any name.
And then our new DJ.
And our new DJ, who's our current head boy.
Okay.
Who is Dylan also a very popular DJ, Dylan the DJ.
Yeah.
He will be battling against Dion the Butcher.
Oh, this is this is going to be
a lot of fun. And listen, did you ever swim in the pool?
No, you know I did.
Listen, because we was raising. Tell the truth. Yeah. We was raising money from I think my mummy was in St. Anne's. So if for no other reason, everyone that hears our voices today and has not put one toe in that pool, y'all need to come out on the 26th and get your dip in that pool. Exactly.
All those walkathons.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But the walkathons used to be so much fun.
That was the time that I got in trouble.
Oh, that was the one time.
Yeah, that was the one time that I got. Well, no, that would have been the second time.
Oh my!
During the walkathon, but I'm not gonna call anybody named Thyra Trico. Getting ready for the school fair. So even after our event on April 26th, the week following, St. Anne's will be having its annual spring fair.
Okay.
And everyone knows that's the fair to be to, especially the kids' dance that starts at 6:30 in the school hall. The students come from all over, but it's highly high security.
Yes, it is.
We don't have incidents. Very few.
Uh-huh.
If it's anything, it's just little stuff, but nothing major.
Right.
But it's going to be an amazing fair this year.
I have to say this. One of my friends, he was asking, oh, who's going to come on the show today? So I was like, oh, okay, the alumni, they're going to be here. And then, you know, we're talking about St. Anne's. And so he said, boy, remember, boy, when you all used to have them fair, boy, let me tell you something. Boy, I used to like to, but you all had all the pretty girls. Boy,
yes,
boy. Boy, I used to like to go there.
And so, they still do.
Okay,
and
hello.
They still do have beautiful girls on that campus. But
okay.
You come in to dance and have a good time.
Okay, so when is the fair?
So the fair is Saturday, May 3rd.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and
May
the
3rd.
Motorcade is the 26th.
So a week after Easter.
Yes, we're keeping you in Fox Hill in that village. Yes. We're keeping you right up there.
I'm telling
you. Come back and have a good time.
Yeah, but come laugh, come reminisce, come have a good
reconnect.
Yes.
Just do all of the things. Joy. Like, it's going to be such a happy time, of togetherness, laughter, fun, and just a great opportunity to see people that you haven't seen in a very long time. You know, it's time for us to get back as a community, I think, and really just be proud of who we are.
Yeah. And like you said, I mean, you know, you done pay for that pool, and if you only had your big
toe in there.
Because listen, right, we was paying for that pool
for a long time, man.
But it came.
Yeah.
Yes. We didn't swim in it.
But my son and daughter did, I will say that, because they my son graduated from there last year. And by the way, it's his birthday today too. Oh, so happy birthday, Stephen.
Oh my god.
So I celebrated her birthday on Thursday. Aww. So happy birthday.
Oh my goodness, this is amazing. Okay, guys.
So but y'all, one other thing I would like to say, I don't want to say too much, but you know, we are honored to have on our motorcade our first head girl and head boy.
Are you serious? Who was the first? I don't even know.
You see there? See why you need to come to the meeting?
Kumbaya, Lord.
Now, thank you, all are gone.
Oh, wow. Gosh, Lord of Mercy. That's song. Yes.
So, yes, okay. Our first head boy is Mr. Now. Yeah, that took you back to my house.
Yes.
Yeah, no gum.
Mm-hmm.
Take the gum out.
Take right away. Yeah.
Yes.
And ladies, tap.
Tap.
Not white. Not.
Yes. Anyway.
Mr. Granville Brown.
Uh-huh. First head boy from the class of 59. He was one of the first students when the school was founded in 1955.
This is amazing.
Yeah,
this is
and Miss Eugenia Thurston, our first head girl.
Yeah. Wow.
Proud moment.
They will be on the motorcade.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
So look out for them.
And what's
Fox Hill?
We got like 30 seconds.
Prince Charles to Robinson Road to Wolf Road to Bay Street, to Mackey Street, to Bernadotte.
Brilliant.
Just back to you is good.
Just brilliant.
Okay, then. Yes.
Okay. Thank you for having us. This has been so much fun.
I'm not going to say anything. Yeah. I'm just not going to say anything because let me tell you, whoppity wop right there. Okay. All right, then. So I just want to say, I am telling you.
Thank you.
Anika, girl, you like a hound dog, girl. Yes. You're good.
Yes. You, Elvis Estate. You ain't nothing but a
okay. All right. You see me so cheesy. Anyway. Thank you guys for being a part of the show. And I will be back. Tell it to Stanley, will be back after the Easter. Because, child, I got all kind of hot cross buns. I got to eat.
Yeah.
See y'all.
Bye,
week
guys.
After this.
See you on the 26th.
On the 26th.
Let's find out together.